Spring into action with the biggest fly fishing gear sale of the season. Jackson Hole Fly Company is thrilled to announce their spectacular 25% off anniversary sale. They are inviting all of us to celebrate with them. Whether you're a seasoned angler or just starting out, there's never been a better time to upgrade your equipment and save big. Are you looking for a rugged, waterproof sling pack or backpack to keep your gear dry throughout all the adventures this year? They have you covered. Are you in search of a new carbon fiber landing net? Top quality fly boxes, essential gear like fly lines and leaders? They have all that and more. This is your chance to grab some incredible deals and make the fishing season unforgettable. Don't wait. Dive into the savings today. Head over to jacksonholeflycompany.com and take advantage of this limited time sale. Hey, 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 back again with a super quick segment of Coffee Talk. Before we get an update from Joe at Anglers, I want to let you know Joe is giving away free coffee all month. You can head over to wetflyswing.com/coffee talk or click the link in the show notes and you can enter to win the Dry Dropper 5-pack. We're giving away the five packs all month and the 5 and 5. So there's a good chance for you to win. Just click over there and get your coffee. You know, I'm a big supporter of Angler's Coffee, and coffee is what keeps me going. Joe's got some good stuff going, so stay tuned till the end, and we'll be announcing the first Coffee Talk winner. Okay, let's get into this one. Here is Joe Monahan from Angler's Coffee.
How's it going, Joe?
It's going great, Dave. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on here. We're doing a quick little update here of what you have going. We're going to talk a little about a trip you were on recently. We're going to talk a little about Angler's Coffee. You've been on as a sponsor and a supporter of the podcast for a while here. We're going to also give a little jump into a little giveaway. We've got a good way for people to get some free coffee. So we're going to dig at all that today in a quick little 10 minutes episode. So let's start us off. First, what's been going on? Give us a quick little update on since last time we talked. I think it's been a couple months. What have you been up to?
Well, we're constantly looking for great coffees to bring in, and we've just received, over the last few months, we've received some great fresh coffees out of Central and South America, a little bit from Ethiopia. So our coffee, just in general, is tasting great right now. Probably one of the exciting things is we've introduced a new product, relatively new product, which we're calling Dry Droppers for the fly angling enthusiasts out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's essentially brewed like a bag of tea. It's coffee in a tea bag type of configuration. Extremely convenient. You don't really need any equipment. All you need is hot water to brew what's really a great quality cup of coffee. So we're excited about that.
Nice. And I've had the Dry Dropper, and I can attest it's very good. You know, you wouldn't imagine that. I guess when I think of the difference between, I love doing just the pour over, right? And so how would this be different than the pour over? Because it's kind of similar, right? You're putting hot water on it.
Well, I mean, all coffee brewing methods combine sort of the same variables, which is water and temperature of water and contact time, maybe a little pressure or turbulence. It just depends on the brewing method. But in this case, we simply steep the coffee for about 5 minutes. You can adjust the strength a little bit if you want by maybe dunking the bag tea bag or the coffee bag up and down a bit. And we're just using contact time with the water to extract the coffee flavor. And I worked with the producers of this technology pretty closely. And I, for one, was quite skeptical and came away a total believer. I just got back from a trip to Montana where I drank them every day for a month. And it's
nice.
Awesome product.
That is it. That is, yeah, you're doing a good job there. I love hearing the new stuff coming. I know in a month or so, you're going to have another thing coming out, which is going to be exciting to share. So good. So you got that going. And then, and you also give us a little update on the trip. You traveled for the last month over in Montana, right?
Yeah, I had it out. I rented a Sprinter camper van, which I fell in love with, by the way. And then I started off, I headed way up north by Glacier and fished some pretty remote lakes up on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation.
Oh yeah.
Which was totally amazing. You know, monster trout. They were hungry. They were pretty fresh out of ice off. So that was fun. And then I headed down and fished the Missouri River for a few days. It was one of the only fishable rivers for that part of the month. You know, the water was on, has been unseasonably high in a lot of the rivers. But had some great days on the Missouri, and then went down south farther to fish with Jackie Nelson from Nelson Spring Creek. And the Spring Creek was also running pretty high, so we fished some private water up north in an area they called Checkerboard, both some pond fishing and some small stream fishing, and caught a 24-inch brown trout on a small stream and hooked it. And Jackie said, better get ready to run. And we did. I had to chase him downstream and managed to get him in. It was pretty exciting. So it was, and then unfortunately got kind of blown out the last couple of days planned with all the floodwaters down in Yellowstone, which is, I was planning on being in the Livingston area, but the rest of the trip was great. Had a great time. I stopped at every fly shop and everyone I could meet along the way and introduced myself, and the coffee got great response. I was pretty aggressive at handing out samples. So it was a fun trip. I loved every minute of it.
That's really cool. And I love that you're out with the Sprinter van. So tell me, what do you love? Because I've been thinking about the vans a lot. What do you love most about the Sprinter van?
Well, from what I was doing, it was perfect. I was by myself. I was in some very remote areas. I wasn't afraid to take it anywhere. It had everything I needed to cook and sleep and get up and fish. So it was great. I'm thinking about getting one myself now.
Yeah, that's it. So pretty much had everything, right? You had the whole build out. So it had a plenty of room, bed, you know, like it just, you just camped in that just the whole month?
Most of the time I just camped. Yeah. And again, I was out in some really remote areas and I wasn't afraid to take it anywhere. You know, again, I was by myself. You know, a couple that was really in love with each other might be able to make it, but it really gets kind of small for a family, but it was perfect for me. So
yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. It's not a huge RV. That's it. Okay, good. So you had a good trip out there. That's awesome to hear that you're going for it. And then also, you were mentioning that, you heard that Reese episode we had on Surf Perch, and you're going to be testing that out here soon, right?
I am. I'm heading out on a family vacation to the Washington beaches. And I promised my wife I wouldn't fish any farther away than the beach on this trip. So the timing of that podcast was absolutely perfect. I'm psyched.
That's awesome. That's all. And so that podcast wasn't too much of a downer, because I know that one we kind of went off on some of the, it was kind of interesting, right? Some of the crazy stuff that's going on around the world. How do you see that when you hear the podcast, when you hear something? Do you like just the tips and tricks, or do you also like to hear some of the random stuff we go into?
No, it depends. I tend to enjoy it all. I like hearing people's stories and even the challenges they're facing. So
yeah,
no, I enjoy it. I become a regular listener in addition to being a sponsor.
Amazing. Yeah, that's cool. I think it's been good, because again, yeah, the coffee thing is awesome. And, well, I think that's kind of what I wanted to hit on today, was just get a little update from you. We're going to be doing these little giveaways all month, and maybe even the rest of this year. We're going to be doing things where people, if they sign up, and this is, I'll put a link in the show notes where people can enter. It'll be real easy. We'll be drawing winners, you know, each month as we go. So anything else you want to leave us with before you head out? Anything with the coffee or the personally or anything coming up fishing wise? Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered pretty much all of it. You know, I'm having a blast with this. I appreciate all the people that are supporting our company and buying the product, and you guys and everything you're doing. So that's about it.
I'll give a shout out too, because I'm going to be talking to more people, helping get the word out. Obviously we're getting the word out here on the podcast, but I know we have some folks out there listening that, you know, have companies in the space or outside of the space. So and your thought was, you know, obviously you did a tour around, talked to some fly shops. Tell me that before we get out of here. When you talk to the fly shops, it sounds like there's interest. You're giving away stuff, you know, for them, but you're not seeing a lot of, how does that work in the shops? Are people drinking coffee in the shops? Are you hoping to get them landed as kind of a, you know, getting coffee in the shops, or what's your ultimate goal there?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten quite a bit of interest from fly shops who want to sell coffee one form or another. And with the dry dropper pouches, it's extremely convenient. It makes an easy, you know, impulse item at the sales counter, or and we've been trying to be pretty free with giving them to guides who can take them out and brew coffee on river. All you need is hot water. And again, mostly we're just trying to get the word out any way we can. And the fly shops have been a great way to do that.
Perfect. All right, Joe. Well, thanks again for the update. And yeah, until we meet again, we'll probably get you on here in a month or so, and we'll get another update of what you got going, and we'll announce that new thing you have coming, which is I'm excited about too. So we'll be announcing that here next time I talk to you.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thanks, Dave.
There it is, short and sweet, just the way I like my coffee. What's your go-to beverage on the river? Get a chance to send me a DM on social media or an email. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Or if you have an idea for an upcoming show topic. Okay, here's the first Coffee Talk winner kicking this season off this month. If you are Jay Cannon from Milford, Connecticut, you have a 5-pack coming your way. Anglers, the Anglers Coffee Dry Dropper. And I'm not sure if you fish the Dry Dropper, but we got the coffee coming your way. Just send me an email, dave@wetflyswing.com. And put Coffee Talk in the subject, and we'll get this back out to you. The time is now, wetflyswing.com/coffeetalk. It's Coffee Talk time. Time to test drive some new Angler's Coffee. That's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed that super quick episode. I hope you have a chance to check in with Joe at Angler's. If nothing else, just to say hey. And we are heading out. We got another big episode, big week next week coming up to you. We've always got at least 2 episodes coming. I think we possibly might have a 3rd one next week. Stay tuned for that. If you get a chance, you can follow the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, just click that plus button in the upper right-hand corner and follow the show. This lets the Apple gods know that this podcast is worthy of another listen. Thank you in advance if you've had a chance to follow the show. Hope you are having a good day, a good evening, or a good morning, wherever you are. Hope to see you on the water, or maybe catch you online.